2. The Garden of Live Flowers. There was a small hill not far away, and Alice decided to walk to it. "I shall be able to see the garden better from the top of the hill," she said. She tried very hard to reach the hill, but it seemed impossible to get to it. She went first this way, then that way, but every time she turned a corner, she found herself back at the house. "I'm not going in again yet," she told the house crossly. "I'll have to go back through the looking glass into the old room, and that's the end of all my adventures then." She tried once more, and this time passed a large flower bed with a tree growing in the middle. "Oh, Tiger Lily," Alice said to one of the flowers, "I wish you could talk."
"We can talk," said the Tiger Lily, "if there's anybody interesting enough to talk to."
For a minute, Alice was too surprised to speak. Then she said, almost in a whisper,
"And can all the flowers talk?"
"As well as you can," said the Tiger Lily, "and a lot louder."
"It isn't polite for us to begin, you know," said the Rose, "and I was really wondering when you would speak."
"But why can you all talk?" Alice said, puzzled.
"I've been in many gardens before, and none of the flowers could talk." "Put your hand down and feel the ground," said the Tiger Lily. "Then you'll know why."
Alice did so. "It's very hard," she said, "but how does that explain it?"
"In most gardens," the Tiger Lily said, "they make the flower beds too soft, so the flowers are always asleep."
This sounded a very good reason to Alice.
"I never thought of that before," she said.
"Do you ever think at all?" asked the Rose unkindly.
"I never saw anybody with a more stupid face," said a Daisy suddenly.
It was the first time it had spoken, and Alice jumped in surprise.
"Oh, be quiet," cried the Tiger Lily. "What do you daisies know about the world?"
"Are there any other people in the garden?" Alice asked.
"There's one other flower that can move around like you," said the Rose. "She's the same strange shape as you, but she's redder, with more leaves than you have."
"She's coming now," cried another Daisy. "I can hear her feet, bang, 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 on the ground."
Alice looked round quickly and saw that it was the Red Queen. "She's grown a lot," Alice thought.